Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast, where we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday morning sermon at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll address other topics. We hope these podcasts help you press the Word of God into your everyday life.
Good afternoon. Today is July the 6th. I'm with Scott Patty for another Words of Grace podcast.
Good afternoon, Justin. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. And we're been walking through the book of Romans here at Grace,
yeah.
And just it's been great to be in the book of Romans. There's so much there. I was talking to someone this morning, actually, in my office and said, man, it's so dense. Like, I feel like you read five verses. And like, I think we could talk about these five verses for 3 weeks. And we kind of have done some of that a little bit.
And that's part of the struggle when you're preaching, you know, when you're trying to pace out a series of messages from a book like Romans or really any of the epistles or really any of the Bible. But, you know, you have these passages, or these chapters or paragraphs, and, you know, you can have two or three sermons out of just one passage. Mm-hmm. So, How slow to go, when to put the gas on and keep going and realize that we maybe will come back in a few years and revisit. I don't know. But anyway, we're having fun, and I'm glad we were in Romans 4 again.
So give us a little bit of an overview on the sermon yesterday from Romans chapter 4. This is our second time we were in Romans 4.
Yeah, focusing on Abraham, just to give a little overview of Abraham. I find the placement of Abraham in Romans very interesting, just the placement of the reference to him, because by the time you go through Romans 1, 2, and 3, you know, you've dealt with the introduction to the gospel, and then the main points of the gospel are starting to be laid out, like, you know, starting with the sinfulness of humanity, and, you know, all humans have sinned, and then you move right into the way that is shown, like in the various kinds of people who may be, you know, they may have creation and conscience as a witness to God, or they may have some other kind of moral standard, or they may even have the Bible. But Paul shows, you know, in chapter 2, 1 and 2, about how all have sinned. But then you move into chapter 3, and he's laying out for us the way God deals with sin in Jesus Christ and his death on the cross, called the propitiation, the sacrifice of atonement on our behalf. And so the gospel, you know, is being laid out in front of us in the first three chapters. But then when you get to chapter 4, if you're reading along, you're probably by chapter 4 asking the question, but what about me as an individual?
Yeah.
You know, how does this become mine? Like, how do I enter into this salvation, this righteousness before God? And as soon as the individual person reading Romans starts to ask that question, Paul goes from this universal nature of chapters 1 and 2 and 3 even to this individual named Abraham and shows how he had faith.
Yeah.
And that addresses the question of the individual. What about me? Well, faith. By faith you enter into this right relationship with God.
Right.
So that's I just find the placement of Abraham to be very interesting in that respect.
Okay.
But as we talked about this week, though, last week Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness in right relationship with God. But I wanted to come back and look at Abraham again and ask the question, believe in what? And, you know, faith in what? Because that, I think, is very important for our day to understand that saving faith, Christian faith, and the faith we call Christianity has a content to it.
Yeah.
You know, there's something specific that you actually believe.
Yeah.
So we just unpacked that this week, believe in God, believe in the same God as Abraham, and then believe in the God of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was delivered up and raised up. So we talked about the cross and resurrection as the content of our faith.
Good. Well, I thought it was really helpful when you were talking towards the very beginning of your sermon, but you were talking about this general faith that really all people have. I mean, you talk about it in the world, well, I have faith. Yeah, I'm going to do good on this test.
Right.
But then you kind of got a little more specific about that general faith, and you were talking about believing in God versus believing God. And I loved it because you went back to Eve in the garden.
Yeah.
And you said the problem with Eve was not that she was believing in God, but she stopped believing God. Can you help a little bit further in this podcast unpack what you were meaning by that and kind of give us some examples of what that looks like?
Well, yeah, that little word in. Of course, we believe in God. That's a good thing. I don't want to act like, you know, you shouldn't believe in God. Of course, you should. But sometimes, when a person says, "I believe in God," it's different than for that person to say, "I believe God."
Yeah.
And so, Eve was the example. When Eve was actually disobeying God, mm-hmm. she still believed in God, that He exists, mm-hmm. that He had already spoken to her, that He was the creator, that He was her creator. She believed in that.
Yeah.
But she didn't take God at His word. She didn't mm-hmm. believe God's word,
good.
Which was, this is good. The fruit to eat from, the trees to eat from, this is not good, wrong, don't eat from this one. And here's the reason why. And that represents God's character, mm-hmm. his care for her, his sovereign rule over her. She believed in God, but she stopped believing God's word.
Okay.
And yeah. so, there's a big difference in those two things. To believe in God can still be very impersonal.
Yeah.
He exists, He's out there, but He has nothing to do with my life.
Yeah.
To believe God is to hear the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ
mm-hmm.
and to actually trust it.
Yeah.
And to therefore yield to it, submit to it. That's to believe God.
Yeah. And that's kind of what, when I was listening to you talk, that's the distinguishing thing in my mind, was the believing in God, you could still be very distant.
Yeah.
And yeah, I believe in God. Yeah, I believe in. You hear that a lot today, right? Mm-hmm. You talk to people mm-hmm. and like, "Well, yeah, I believe in God."
Yeah.
And like, okay, but what does that mean? Are you near to God? Are you pursuing Him in a relationship? Are you trusting in Him? Are
yeah.
you listening and obeying what He's called you to do?
Mm-hmm.
I think that is what I heard the differences in during yeah. the sermon.
Yeah. Maybe another example. We talked about Eve as the example, but maybe here's another example to us, is that if you merely believe in God, like that He exists, but He's distant, He's remote, He doesn't have anything personal to say to us, He's not a personal being to us, mm. it's really hard to call Him our Father.
Yeah.
Unless by that you mean some your concept of Father is that you have a distant Father.
Yeah, right.
He may have created everything and somehow is providing for it, but again, it's not personal.
Mm-hmm.
But when you come to know God through Jesus, and therefore you are believing God, that He has saved us from our sins through the death of Jesus, mm-hmm. that He has declared us right with Him through the resurrection of Jesus, and then you enter into that union with Christ through faith, mm-hmm. you're adopted as His child, and you start calling God your Father in a personal sense,
mm-hmm.
well, now you know that you believe in God,
yeah.
that you believe God, not just believe in God.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, when I was listening to the sermon, I kind of thought it in two ways, Scott. I was thinking, okay, if I was a non-believer, hearing this, how is this helpful, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, it was a very, I mean, this is a evangelistic, I mean, sermon.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I could hear and understand by the end of this, okay, I know what it means, what I need to believe in to become a follower of Jesus, mm-hmm. and where my faith needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I also thought it in terms of being a follower of Jesus now, and
yeah.
I mean, Scott, do you feel like that even if we are in Christ, we're a believer, that we can still fall into this thinking? Obviously, Eve, you know, she was a follower mm-hmm. of God, mm-hmm. but was falling into a bad pattern. But, I mean, do you still see that today where, as a Christian, a follower of Jesus, you can believe in God but not believe God? You can fall into that in times in your growth?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I mean, I could definitely see that if a Christian strays and then is trying to make an excuse,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're making a judgment call as to whether or not someone's a Christian.
Right. So let's just, totally true. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But let's just say a person in general starts to say, but I believe in God, or at least I believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
You could definitely see how that could be a phrase that's used to cover up the fact that someone is not believing God.
Right.
Not obeying God.
Mm-hmm.
Not following Christ.
Right.
That someone has counted the cost and seen the cost to be too much. They don't want to lose their life for Christ's sake. Mm-hmm. And then they're either getting challenged in their own mind or in a conversation, and you can come back with, well, but I still believe in God.
Yeah.
Well, you can hear in that, can't you?
Yeah.
I still believe in God, meaning it doesn't matter if I'm obeying the Lord Jesus Christ,
right,
who has called me. That's at least I still believe in God. It's almost like saying, but I'm still safe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be not that would not be an advisable thing to do.
Right. Yeah.
Because again, that's assuming that believing in the existence of a higher being is actually believing the gospel,
right,
believing Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just keep coming back to faith is specific. It's about something specific and about someone specific. In the Bible, saving faith in the Bible is always believing God and in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ,
right,
and specific things about Him.
Yeah.
Another place to go here is the book of Jude.
Yeah.
It says that he is calling people to contend for the faith, very important word, the faith once for all delivered to the saints. So there's a content to this.
Yeah.
So faith, we don't have faith in faith like in a generic sense, but we do have faith in the faith, in the content of the faith, which is all about this specific someone, Jesus Christ, and specific things about this someone, and that is his deity, his coming and taking on humanity in the person of Jesus Christ, his perfect sinless life, his atoning substitutionary death on the cross, his bodily historical resurrection from the grave, his ascension into heaven to be at the right hand of the Father, where he reigns as Lord, his giving of the Spirit. You see, his lordship over his church, his eventual return. I mean, these are specific things about somebody specific.
Right.
That's the faith.
Yep.
And as Christians, we have faith in this one Jesus, and therefore we believe the faith.
Good. Yeah, I think the more, you know, I'm hearing you talk now, it seems like I'm seeing a connection here that if I have faith in this specific content that you're mentioning, it automatically leads to trust in God's word. So believing God.
So
that faith moves to trust. And which, I mean, you can apply that to so many things. Now when I open the word and I'm hearing this word, it's trust that comes because I have faith.
Right.
And it produces this trust in God and what he says and following it.
Right. And to bring that back to Abraham.
Right.
Abraham didn't have all of the content that I just listed off.
Yeah.
The content that he had that came from God's voice was, I'm going to give you a son. You're going to be the father of many nations. The nations will be blessed through you. The families of the earth will be blessed through you. See, this is the content that he had.
Yeah.
And he believed what God said.
Mm-hmm.
And he believed God.
Yeah.
And therefore, he believed what God said.
Yeah.
And that was the promise that he held on to.
Yeah.
As time goes on and as God works in history and therefore reveals himself and his work in the Bible, we have more content than Abraham had. And we continue. Our faith that saves us, that is counted to us as righteousness, is faith in the same God as Abraham and in the Word of God as he has revealed himself in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is a very important thing for Christians to hold on to.
Yeah.
Because it gets lost very quickly.
Yeah.
When we just talk about a generic faith.
Okay, last question.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're walking along in our growth in Jesus, what could be some warning signs, you know, in our life that maybe we are believing in God versus believing God? Like, what would be some things that, hey, man, this is going on in your life, this could be a good warning sign that maybe you're not really believing God, you're just believing in God.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mentioned one a moment ago, and that is if you ever find yourself using that phrase, but at least I still believe in God, or at least I believe in God, but I believe in God, if you use that as an excuse for a thoughtful, intentional disobedience, that should be a real warning.
Yeah.
If it's your fallback
mm-hmm.
For not pursuing Christ, it should be a warning. if it's an excuse for not pressing on in spiritual growth in obedience, it should be a warning sign. Mm. If all you have, as if you're a Christian and all you have is, but I believe in God, instead of I believe God and I actually know something of his word, it could be a real indication that you're neglecting your faith.
Mm-hmm.
And you're neglecting the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible's full of those kinds of admonitions and warnings not to neglect this great salvation.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm not trying to make too big of a deal out of this word "in," but believe in versus believe God. But I do think that we should pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Because it's not the main point of Romans 4. The main point of Romans 4 is righteousness by faith.
Mm-hmm.
But we did drill down a bit Sunday on believe what.
Right.
And Abraham believed God and therefore believed his promise and his word.
Good. Well, great. Well, thank you for Romans chapter 4, and we'll be in Romans 5 coming this
Sunday. That's right. Yeah.
All right. Looking forward to it. Thanks.